Morning. In Kapitel Tzadik Abdile, Philologi Jolikim, there's the third passage we'd like to cry out to us. The passage says, Toshim ene jadaka matemer shuvu bei adam. Yelav shenim bei necha ki yavir shon adam. So he's not a rizal. Rabbeinu a rizal. So I'm really dig a word. Gimatria. Toshim ene jad daka. What is the gematria of daka?
Right.
It says, Kiyadua, so in Echa Yirdif Echa Nechem Elef, that Aleph could be one, or Aleph sometimes could be gematria, 1,000. And if you reckon Aleph to be 1,000, then Daka is 1,024. Yeah? Says the Arizal, when did Moshe Rabbeinu say Tfilah L'Moshe? On Yom Kippur, Pitzo Yom Kippur, when the Amish said Salati Kidvarecha for the Cheto Egel. Now, what happens after Yom Kippur, if I remember correctly, there's a festival called Sukkot, where it says, Lachsis Benoya Mashem Levaker Vecholi Kiyat Beneni B'Sukkah. Sukkah is the time when one sees the Noyam Hashem. And therefore, on Sukkot, if my memory serves me correctly, we take Talad Minu. What is the gematria of Esrig, Lulav, Hadas, and Arova? Take a guess. 1,025 tennis ones. Yeah? Yeah? And therefore, the Pasuk says, when we should pray to go into the promised land, says the Megalamukis, and Eifim Kuvdalid, you bet after Chelis Lars, after Es Yodchov, as Godlachov, as Yodchach Yazokov, and Chazal Darshit, Godlachov refers to the right hand, which is Yamin. And Yad HaChazoka is the left hand, Yad HaChazoka, which says the Arizal, we take the Lulav and Yamin, and the Esrig, the small, right? Es Yot, es Godlachov, es Yad HaChazoka, es Gimatria, take a guess? 1,024. Explain, which is the reason why Chazal say in Sukkot of Hay, of Ravo, of Rolozer, of Mekayim, Lulav, Ba'agudai, if you take a lot of the Dalminim, it's ki ilu bona mizbeach, and you built the mizbeach and you makrim on it korban. Hello? What were the dimensions of the outer mizbeach? Very good. Okay, I'm redundant here. 32 amis by 32 amis.
That's 34.
Very good. He said it already. Right? 32 times 32 is 1,000 and 24, so you take a little bit of Esrig, the four kinds, which is the gematria of 1,024, if you built a Mizbeach, which had 1,024 square amas. Explains the Shai Yisosfer in about four places, the Mechazalozim, in regarding Chanukah, what's Pshat? Because everyone knows the Dalmina was Simon and Milsa, that the Abishter accepts our Shuvah. We said hundreds of Rebozim in this, in past Sukkot, right? And the Marshal, everybody is also famous for brings. The Kubalim say that the Dalminim are the Abishtas personally, is not under any Sarah Mazel, and therefore it's called Sharvita Shalvela, the scepter of the king. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nachum Aleph that a Hedyot is not allowed to use the Sharvita Mel, off with his head. How do we take Dalminim? It's a Chaya where the Finas, but Asher Alkin Chazal say if you take Dalminim, comes Yom Kippur, there's a din. There's a diyun between Yisrael and Umus Oilu. Who's going to win? When Yidin take the Dalet Minim, and Dalet Minim are a symbol that what? These are not that we were victorious on Yom Kippur. Hello? Yeah? And therefore, the Abishter accepts Zichr, because Tshuva only helps for Yidin. At famous Tanchuma in Parashat Zazinu, Parashat in various places. Yisrael Hashem, part of Elecha, Elecha Lelakum. That tshuva only helps three. Okay, we take al minim. It's a chaya. We are b'finas bonim, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin, "Av shabachol kvoidai v'di bachol mashekim melechalik melekim algoim." The tshuva doesn't help. Al kaponim, whatever, and therefore dal minim is a symbol of. I don't even ask. You asked me the same question last year when I said this word in a different context the year before. I have a good memory. You should remember the answer if you remember the question. Hello. Yes? You with me, folks? Yeah? Says says the Milchus Elozer, oh, 1024 is therefore begin. Everyone knows Sukkis. What is Sukkis? It's the famous verse of the Barditch, Rishon Nechesh Ben Avinus. Because you do Tshuva Mahava, Zdoinus Nasloi, because every school child knows, right? So therefore, 1024 is Gimatria Yemin Pshutel Lekabel Shom. You may remember, if you have a good memory, the first letter in the entire Torah, Beis, which the Torah says is called a Beis Rav. Or the Gimatria Beis Rav. See, I also said this once on Shabbos Brachos. Take a guess. 1024. Because if a person over Shana Pogam Derech made a mess of his life, but you always go back to Tshuva's Kodmol Oilam, which is the Beis Rapsi, which is Gimatria 1024, which is Gimatria Min Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. Okay? Everyone's in a happy mood. Everyone, the bubble on top of your head, if I can read it correctly, everyone thinking this guy finally, they knew it was going to happen someday, but he cracked up. All right? Why in the world is he speaking about Dalet Minim when we're now at Shabbos Avorchim Chodesh? Right? The answer is very, very simple. Because 1024, which is Yemin Pshutel L'Kabel Shavim, is Gimachia Rish Chodesh Adar. I didn't like that. And it's also Gimachia Shach Bochar Bono Mikolo Amen. Dafka the Amish to chose Yidin, and Yidin can go back to the Beis Rapsi, and the Yemin Pshutel L'Kabel Shavim, Dafka by Klal Yisrael. Right? You may remember there's a special din when you read the Megillah. You don't just scroll it. You have to poishtok igeris is the lashon, right? Poishtok igeris is gematria. Very good. You're very fast today. 1024. The inyonim of the Megillah, the Esther, the Gilead, the Sharanun, and all the inyonim of Megillah's Esther is also connected to this magical number of 1024. Says the Shari Yisosker vis-a-vis Talmin. That's a Toshiv Enosh Ad Dach, 1024. But how am I going to know to reckon the Aluf to be 1,000, not a 1? What's the next Pasuk? Ki Elif Shonim Be'necha Ki'im Esmol. Sometimes you reckon 1,000 to be like a? Like what? Hello? It's all very cute and very nice. Why the Rabbeinu Arizal, followed by the Gaon Mukhis, Shekol Dvarim, Bileo Anavi, why are they reckoning all of a sudden in this context, Toshiv Enosh Ataka, right? Where the Aleph becomes Elef, 1,000. You can do that. Why? What was the Gishenda? And by the way, the famous Vort, that Odor, as we'll soon discuss by Richos from Tzadigim, Odor is Aleph Dar. What is the Aleph? Or you could reckon Aluf Yishalel. It could be Aleph also. What is the symbol that when it comes to Adar, you have this thousand, this Aleph being 1,000? What's going on here? What am I talking about? So the Pashtus, by the way, Echad Adar is Gematria Oilam Abino, the world of Tshuva. Levov Yovin, Mishavim Barofet. Misha, the vision of Rebbe, that Mechaim said, Misha Nichnes Adar Marvin Besimcha is Gematria Vachzirenim Beshuva Shleim. Purim Bimilui is Gematria Tshuva. Etc. etc. Purim is all about Adar. Purim is all about Tshuva. What kind of Tshuva, says the Svarim, as we'll discuss with the Belzer Rebbe and the Tashol Belzer and the Sazemis. What kind of Tshuva? You don't got to be a genius to work out. It's Marim Besimcha, it's a Tshuva May. It's like Sukkot. The regional Cheshbon Oritz. Okay. Therefore, says the Sazemis, before I begin the share, I want to get Akdomas. Just like before Rosh Hashanah, the day of a din, Yom Neroin, there's an L of preparation. Al Derech Zed Nissen is also Rosh Hashanah, right? There's a whole Chodesh of Adar to do Tshuva in preparation for Nissen. Nor El is days of the Achana to days of Yom Neroin. Mash Enkein Nissen, Yisbuk Hashemayim. So the Oret is the Achana is Adar, which is Tshuva May. Tshuva me'av, and therefore Adar and Gidur the Gemara Beya is Lashon Uzik, because Tshuva me'av is Bechelus Sagi is a greater strength, and therefore the Sesus Vas Emes is a Chodesh Asher Nepach, which is the idea of Tshuva me'av, which the Doinus Nasloi Kizochis, which Tshuva me'av, therefore Be'echad Be'Adar the Shabbos is Shabbos Parshas shkolim. Shkolim is the idea of avo. It was shkolim of what? What metal? Kesef. Kesef is biloshin kinichsin nisafti avo. From there you bring up on the seabor, etc., etc., which is all an idea of. Therefore, mashmiim al shkolim, which is avo, v'al hakilayim, because the famous fort of Dusharim brings from the Kupsk and others, mayofu pamayich. If you have midas achesed, it's great. Or we have to have it now. You have to have gratitude. It should be unique. You can take ava and it can fall down in negative things, in divas, and whatever. Therefore, you have to have shkolim, which is ava, but it has to be kilayim. It shouldn't go in the wrong place. Whatever. As will say the vort of Tashol and Belzer, remember I said this already once. The Shvatim said to each other, if you messed up an Elul, Lule, if you did Elul, ki at, now you can shove nu ze hamayim. Ze is gimatria, well, there are 12 months in a year. When can you do a hecher tshuva? Pamayim, in the month of Adar, when there's ze, this month, the month number 12, is pamayim, is, especially in the Hebrew, okay, let me just give you two simple examples of the idea of Purim being Chumahab. Simple, first, this answers two basic Yisoyidus in Purim. Number one, what does Purim mean? Al-Shem, why do you call Purim? Al-Shem? So Ben Yisrael sort of famously asked the obvious, glaring $64,000 question. Any guy with a, you know, double-digit IQ you can figure out. Every other Yom Tov in the Jewish calendar is called for the Yeshua, Pesach, Hashem, Shepasach, Sukkot, Kibbutz, Shafti. Here you have a Yom Tov which is named after what? The Kairil, that this Rosh Yamashavai, to annihilate, this, exterminate the Jewish people. Why should you call the whole Yom Tov Purim? Hello? Raf Nigri. The simple answer is the Yerushalmi says in Masechet Megillah that the year of, I'm thinking the kids are there's so much to say. The year of the miracle of Artav Esther, the miracle of Purim, that year was an Ibri. Yes? We bring it from Sukkot and Yishab. Shtelz of Tashayla, everything that Bashkoch brought, as long as Siv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it was an Ibri, right? What's going on here? So there's a famous word from the Nachman Shlomo. Adar, we said before, is Aleph, the Ebrister, that he dwells amongst us. And therefore, that the greatest simcha of the Ebrister's kavana is the whole purpose of the Briah, this Ava. Liyas Liyas Baruch, Dira B'tachtoinim. And therefore, the simcha of Adar, where Aleph, the Ebrister, dwells, is like, wow. So elsewhere in Yisapach Lev, in the back of the Maranayim, he explains the Fizeh, famous Mishnah, Amen Adarishan Adarshani. What's the difference between Adarishan Adarshani? Ella, Mikra Megillah, Matanot Levyen. So you've been telling me. What is Taka the difference in Rachnis between Adarishan Adarshani? Right? Adarishan is the Avoida of Tzadikim. People who have no Yitzhara, people who have worked on the whatever, the Hoyman people, and everything they do affects have ramifications in Elyonim in heavens. Everything they do is like whatever. Masech L'Shem Shemayim. Whatever they do in this world, that's the Avoid of Adar. What is the Avoid of Adar Sheni? That is the Avoid of a guy who was over the Chotun Pogam Esaderach. Made a mess. And because of your Avoid, the Ebrister left your house, your family, or whatever. Now you have the ability, Sheni. Other Shani, once again, after you messed up, to once again bring the Shekhinah back into your life. That's the idea. What is the difference? Which is greater, Adarishan or Adar Shani? Harayim. Which month do we actually celebrate? Purim. That's Adar Shani. Because Chazal say, B'mokim Shebalei Tshuva Oimdim, the greatest Tzaddik Gomer can't stand it. Why is that? Because number one, the Tzaddik, at him, it's like a bell, you know, like upstairs somewhere, right? The Baal Tshuva in his avodah down here, and because of his past experiences, he can now affect, right? The megala, the Ebrishit in velt, right? And he's machnia, the klippis, which once upon a time had a hold of him, in a way that a tzaddik can't reach. That's the way the other shame. And this idea of what the Belzer said, that after Shavnuze Pamoyim, right? In the way because you know what else had Pamayim? Remember, Haman had a Zayda, and he was called Esau. Hello, you with me? And he said, Vayakveni Zer Pamayim. And you may, yeah? And you may remember that this battle between Yaakov and Esau already was foretelling the battle of Mordechai and Haman. And they were, how do I know? Because Yaakov is a Davin Hatzi Lein, no, Yad. Whether Rosh Tevis Hatzileini no miyad, Haman, right? Yes? And according to the Bukupol and the Rosh Zakuta and whatever, Mordechai was actually a Gilgul of Yankiv and Haman was a Gilgul of Esav, and therefore Zeh Pamoy. Hello? Which is, and remember, by the time of the Mordechai and Esther, they were in Dred. Shishtachul Tzelem, Shinarishul Rosha. So what did the Abish do Berachma v'chasodov? He made the poor fall in which month? Adar Sheni, right? And that's why the tshuva was effective. Because Dafka, Mashgacha Pratis, therefore we called the Yom Tiv Purim, Al Shem HaPur, because that was the sibra that the whole Yom Tiv was. My dear, sweet, holy brother, look at the carbon aid on Dijon. I'm not even answering. That's why the whole Shem Hashem, Chodesh Adar. It's redundant. Who, right? Chodesh Adar, Adar. Who, Chodesh Adar, means that year that was Adar. That's exactly the right. Okay, whatever. I'll give you another example. Everyone knows there's an interesting din. Now, a poor Chayav in Israel, presumably, but poor you, gotta drink wine. Adelio, you're like, hello? You know, it's a Nilsen Tmir. Wine dafka, what's wrong with scotch? I don't know, whatever. Wine dafka, Adeliyodas. Ben Aram, the Baruch Mordechai. So I don't have time to elaborate. I want to stop the shiur. There's a famous Bnei Sos. Remember the Apostolic David says, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim? Yeah, though? You came to go Bukhar. And you say in your God, Vavarti, Adivli Malach, Adivli. Wow. What's about Varti? He said, so whenever it says Vavarti, the Abishter is over the normal way, not the normal death. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu when he was Mitzrayim, he says, Betzesi Mareir Efer Shiskape, right? He leaves, why did he have to leave the city? So if Moshe Rabbeinu can't even mask your davening to the Abishter in a place which is Moli Gulgulim, it's wrong halachically. So the Abish to the Chvayin of Atzmi comes in that same place with the Bolli Gul. Hello? Are you with me? So there's something you couldn't say, but the Holy Bnei Sosso says, he's got all the Mashiach Rabbeinu. When sometimes you want to bring Chassodim, people are ill, people are this, people need Yishuv, Parnos, whatever, Shiduch, whatever, you do a mitzvah. Mitzvahs bring Brach, Chaim, Brach. You want to bring Cholos and Peronius in the world, do an Aveir. Right? But there are cases when Ace Sorrel Yankiv, yeah, says the Bnei Sosso to Bershem Rabbi Seinu, what do you have to do? You have to do an Aveira Lishma. Because it's Lishma, it'll bring brachas to Eden, and it'll bring cholas to the Tzaramahi. You do it, that's the thing. Where do you see an example in the Megillah of the Gedolei Yisrael Shevedorim? Did an Aveiru Lishma. They have a Mordechai. They have an Aveiru. All of a sudden, Gantz Klal Yisrael, hello, no one's having Dalet Dalet Koisis, no one's having Matzah, no one's having Mor, hello, they have a Mordechai. Right? Because that is the Kiyach of an Aveiru Lishma. Gemara says, G'deil Aveiru Lishma, mi mitzvah shaloi Lishma. And with that, Mordechai brought the Aveiru Lishma. And then you can have two Hafachim, but now you say, Echon. Simultaneously, a Yeshua for Kal Yisrael and Ave and Peronius for the Goy. Hello? Good? Yeah? Now, I want to ask you, imagine today, there's a war in Gaza, right? Imagine Rabbi Dr. Shmerl, who's the chief rabbi of Achvei Yisrael, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And he wants to be popular also, because you want to be recognized. Imagine, because of this war, Yiddish blood is spilled. I declare that from now, this pays tach enough to check your chametz. G'dayla v'erlishbo. Hello? Mordechai went on strike. No seder. No checking for your chametz. You'll be the most popular rabbi in the world. All the women will love you. You'll just be like, fantastic. Hello? Do you think that's a smart eitzah? You're lower than a reformer. You're found. Why? Because who can do an aveir l'shma? Vayaver Mordechai, the god Lador, who has no shemets of taiva and whatever, and can do something totally, completely, utterly l'shem shemayim. Okay, seva taiva. Don't check it out. What? Okay, don't buy copies of Pesach, but just leave it. Well, hello. No, but that that gedela veir l'shma that brings brachas to Eden and you know kolos and confronting us to goyim, and he ties in the psukim of Rei, right? Only applies to people who have no shemets of taivi, tzara, they're totally whatever. For anoshim kerkenu, for obvious glaring reason, you're not going to be a genius work out. It don't work. So what do we got to do to bring simultaneously? Says the Bnei Yisrael elsewhere in Akrit Dekala. In the same psukim, another trap, do tshuva mehava. The aveira that you did, that will be peronius for the goyim. The tshuva that you did, which is machshava, the ikir belev, that will be brachas to Eden. And simultaneously you can do both. Why couldn't Klal Yisrael be made brachas to Esther to tshuva mehava initially? Because they were scared that they're going to be swinging from the gallows. Hello? So they were too full of yira, pacha. Do tshuva mehava. It could motivate them. But we can always do tshuva. What do you know about wine? Wine, as the Bnei Yisrael says elsewhere, is always a symbol of tshuva. Look, if you take an apple, chametz, orange, what bracha do you make an apple orange? Very good, as far as I remember. Yeah, hello? What if you squeeze out the juice from the apple? If you take grapes, right, and you squeeze it, you make it. Not just tiny little grapes, it's tiny little mules. It's elevated. It's a bird, a higher bracha. Hello? Which is the symbol based on psukim, that is the symbol of tshuva. Mehava with the aveir gufa becomes reckoned like a hit up higher, right? That's why Chazal were that on Purim, which is true mehava, you drink dafka wine. I'm told to get peanuts, etc., etc., which is tshuva. And to reach that level that there's no difference between the or ham and the aveir which you did. And now to Chumahava, the Zdoyin is Nasloi, Kizachi is, and the mitzvahs that you do, there's no difference in Ar Haman and Baruch Mor. Okay, so far so good. That's poor. Now, if I had the time, I would explain away everything in this Shabbos, the Chuyv in the Shabbos. I can't tell you. Every year I tell the Oilim, daven well in the Shabbos, learn well in the second. Shabbos Kolim is. By the way, I say this all the time. How many letters, you know, who knows? How many letters in Shabbos Golem? In the Kriya of the Parash Golem? 346. So all the tzaddikim said, if you want to be poil, a rots in the violin, it's rots in the you have to be down for. I'm sure a lot of people have wanted down for. I think everybody has down for, if you ask me. Right? The time to down, Eiranit fi lost you l'cha Hashem, eis rots in. I discussed many times. Do you give them something to time to daven. So, mamash, a whole Shabbos is like Raiva the Raiva. One big Raiva the Raiva. Hello? Look at 4 p.m., yeah? So, this is our idea of the whole, everything this Shabbos is connected to Shabbos. It's Shabbos Vayakil, not Stama Shabbos, Shabbos Vayakil. It's Shabbos Mevorchim. Every Shabbos Mevorchim is Erechim, which leads to Rosh Chodesh. It's Mocher Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh, Mechal is true, Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Vorach was always true Mehava, and a Shabbos Shkol, all together. And all, I've had no time to elaborate. Shabbos is like Oisius Toshev, true Mehava, Akhtay Yohanjan Rayas. I'm not going to start this year. Vayakil is, Vayakil, Eila Hadvor. What is Eila? Eila is Poishlis HaRishayim. Last week you read about what? Hey, Duegel says, the Svarach, Eila, Eila, Yisrael, right? This week is Eila Poizol Rishayim. We totally get rid of the Chayt Eitzad, the Chayt Eigel. We impact you for Kadim. Nachmer. Eila Hadvarim Asher what? Tziva Hashem. Next word. Lasuz. Hello? I want to ask you, Shabbos, you do or Shabbos is B'Shev Al Taisa? You don't do. We're in Lasuz. Hello? Then it says, Shabbos, and Rashi is Medayim. Why does the mitzvah of Shabbos here come right before the Tzivu and Belev Zavishu? What does one thing to do with the other? Now, the kids of the Sapper Rebbe, the present Sapper Rebbe, the British word, Chazal say, Yishmi Sravo, Omra Chodesh Baruch Hu, Yovai Zov HaMishkon VeYachaper Al Zovai. Let the Zov use the native to the Mishkan, the Mechaper for the Zov of last week, the Chetoi. Can I ask you a simple Chodesh Kasha? Don't we have a principle in Yuma, whatever? Ein Kategor Nasa Degor. Hello? How could you, if Zov was used for what? For the Egel. How do you use it for the Mishkan? The Kapor. You do not have to be a rocket scientist, billions for him, say the different Chaim, many others. When do you say Ein Kategor Nasa Zanegor if you did Juva of a year? So the Shmek, the Aveir is still there. Don't use Ein Kategor. Or if you did Juva of a year, don't use Nasa Lai. On the contrary, let the Zov come to Mechaper. That's it by Shabbos. Which is Shum Ha'avah. I said like 1,000 times here, and it's also a bring of Shem, Teretz V. Shabbos is Gimatria, no. Ava B'Cholayim, Ava B'Chol Nefesh, Ava B'Chol Ba'uyim. 1,000, right? So Shum Ha'avah, Shabbos, right, is Lassus, or you said, you take that very much, the also saw a Zippor there. You're masaking the negativity, right? Yeah.
Why can't the Kohen Gadol go with
the Zohar? Huh?
Why can't the Kohen Gadol go with the Zohar?
Fascinating question. Fascinating question. Maybe because Yom Kippur is the Avodah of year. Right? Maybe if he would have went into the Kedush Matzukas, maybe he would go and do the Zohar. Hello, you with me? That's sort of if my grandmother would have had wheels, she would have been a wheelbarrow. Yeah, I got it. If the girl, I don't know. Yeah. That is the idea of Shkolim. Shkolim is Gimatri, Va'amechulim, Tzadikim, Hadal Yarim, Lufni Hashem, Titoru, Keser, the Ratz and Hashem. Shkolim is Gimatri, the Achron for our generation, the Shvacher, the day Ben Chushim is Gimatri, Shkolim. Remember Haman said, Ze Einenu Shoivili? Hello? You got everything going for him? The Sefer Tevis, backwards is Midas Hadin, right? He wanted Ma'uridina Makad, on the Nachshalim, on the Shmeril, the guy with Pultats and Aaron. They done, the guy's in the back, right? And it, right? Yeah? Therefore, we have, why do we have, just before we begin the share, why do we have Shkolim this week? Or Shkodesh, other time? Because the Gemara says, the Ebrus Chadesh Vavei Korban Midruma Chadosha, 30 days notice, hello? Yeah? Yes. Therefore, how do you have to have a Truma Chadosha in this thing? Because the father is Zoyus, Oilas, Oidesh, Bechoshe. What is the Gimachi of Zoyus, Oilas, Chodesh, Bechoshe? 1,546. This is the whole idea again of Truma Mehava, where the Zoyus, not the Gezochius, and the Yogin is turned into Sim. It's Chachus. Yeah? Remember Apostle Kishir Hashirim? Ani Yishena, Olivier, called Doidi Doifek, Tisrili, Pisrachit, your elder. You remember the Apostle, you know? And Chazal Darshin, Ani Yishena, Bigalus, Gomes. Olivier, time of Google. What is Ani Yishena, Bigalus. Libi air and go. Yeah? What is the word Yeshena Bigimashi? You don't gotta work that too hard to figure this out. 365? What do you know about 365? Days of the what kind of year?
Solar year.
Solar years ain't kol chodosh tachas. Go you have those chash. When Yidin, Paul success by Yaakov Melech chodosh al Mitzrayim says the Menach Gival. What do you mean? When Yidin forfeit the idea of his chachos and kedusha, then the goyim take his chachos. But Yidin are connected to his chachos. Therefore, Yidin are moinim levana, doim levana. Because Levana, there is always what?
Ischachus,
rejuvenation, renewal. That is the seed of an ibrior that he could be mischadish. Velibi air is gimatria. Chodesh. Chadesh. Renewal, etc., etc. Okay. So far, so good? That's a similarity. Let me tell you something else, another point. Echot ba'adar, says the Mashgiach, is gimatria 222. Anyone? Immediately, the first thing when you go to psychiatrist, you go to the bed, you know, what's the first thing that you... If I say 222, what word in Lashon Kodesh do you immediately associate with? What? Boreth! Why is Boreth 222? Says the Maral Miprag, right? Because what is the lowest digit in the Aleph base? Kefa, double. You got two mathematicians, two. 1 + 1 = 2. Yeah. In the tens column, the lowest 10 digit is 10. What is double 10? 20, which is Chaf. In the hundreds column, the lowest 100 is Kuf, 100. What is double that? Is a Chaf. Is a Rech. Borech are all three letters in Borech doubling. Hello? You with me? Yeah? The idea of Brocha Borech is when you double, right? Now, what is the ultimate Brocha in, like, adding? Take the word Borech. It's not that the lowest digit is a base, which is 2. The higher digit is 200. How much is 200 more than 2?
198.
What?
198.
I didn't ask you that. How many times is 100 times 2? I will base, I will get a ratio. Says the Holy Chassam Sofer. Listen, this is gorgeous. This is going to be the Yisoid of the Shir today. The tachlis of bracha is always 100-fold, 100 times. How do I know? Because by Yitzhak it says he was given Meya Sha'orim, so bracha is always 100 times. Where do I see this, by the way, in vis-a-vis the story of Gur? You remember that Haman gave to Gimzei HaMelech for tzedakah, charity, won a Nobel Prize for peace, for humanitarian, whatever, right? He gave Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef, 10,000 Kikar Kesef. Says Tosfos Shomati, that Haman gave the 10,000 Kikar Kesef is Keneged Machzis HaShekel of Samachim Tzifrenoni. To which the Hebrew said, sorry, Charlie, but Kfar Hiktim Shkolehem Lishkolov, they beat you to it. Hello? Now, the obvious glaring klutzkash that every one of them, for everybody, had to a billion different Rishbainas. Yidin gave Machzis HaShekel, sorry for the Kabbalah Sibur, and Sai number 3 was for the Adonim of the Vishnu. Hello? Everyone give a half a shekel. What was the Hakul Bakul Mikul Sachakol of all the Machzis HaShekel that all Kal Yisrael gave for Trumas Adonim? Meya Kikur Kesef, 100 Kikur Kesef. Hello? 1 second. He gave what? 10,000. Yidin, the whole Machzis HaShekel was only 100. How much? Hello? The Cheshbon Shtit Nish. Something's wrong with him. Hello? Oh. Right? When Yidin do things to Shem Shemayim, with Ava, with love, right? You transform whatever 100 times. V'yichuli Trumas Gimachir Toichli Rotsav Ahav. Right? 100 times. So they gave what? 100 shekels. But you remember the Gemara tells the story that Haman came to Mordechai on Tes Zayin, and he saw Mordechai was learning with a Talmid. What are you learning? Hilchos Kemitzah. What's Kemitzah? There's Manchab Yisrael Kayim. A person would give a bring a mincha, and you give a Malay Kumtza a fistful of Gwenad Mizbeach, right? And with that, a kapor. What did Haman say to this? Also, le kumtza kemach titchu v'dochi aser is lam with kemach. But what does it say by carbon mincha? Who brings the carbon mincha? Not Rockefeller. An ani nefesh u'makrin. He had nothing to, and he brings up a small little koymitz of mincha. Chazal say the Hebrew says ki ilu hikrim is nafshu. a small thing in kamos, in quantity, punches like 100 times above its weight. Now I understand that 100 shekel yidin, which teicher not to have, overrides and bam. And the 10,000 kikir kesel 100 times. Now you're going to ask me, what's this 100 times, why 100? What's the cheshbon? So to understand this, now I can begin to share. We can get to work. And this will help us connect. You remember the famous Shtikla Arizal, I've said this like in the past, that every, when by Har Sinai, the Arizal says, the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu 1,000 ayurs, 1,000 ayurs, whatever that is, no idea. And every yid was given to ksarim. Echad keneged nase, you have to read the sharas. If every yid to ksarim, one keneged nase, one keneged. When sarchu ba'egel, came out 120,000 angels from heaven, took away the ksarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu lost the elephars, the 1,000 lights, whatever, 1,000 levels of yid. Right? And what was he left with? That is the soyid. Vayikra starts with an Igor Aleph, but an Aleph is the Igor. Of the 1,000 Iris, as a result, he was left with one. Except what happens, says the result, every Shabbos, between the Shabbos, like in the, we think in early Shabbos, the Eibishter is Machzir, the Aleph Iris that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and he forfeited because of the various of all Israel. Once Moshe has the Elif Iris, and he was kept as a Ginsburg, he's a Eved Nema, he is a man of integrity. So the Eibishter gave to Moshe Rabbeinu all the Ksorim that were taken by Natsal Yisrael as Edyam Erchayriv. It was given to Moshe in safekeeping, and Moshe restores it to Kal Yisrael. Hello? And you say this in Davening, every Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is the one Yontif where the one special day where every Shemoneh Esrei is different. Friday night is Atu Kidashto, Shabbos morning is Yisbach Moshe, and Mincha is Atu Yachim Shimcha. You with me? What is, how does Shachris from the Esra start on Shabbos? Yisbach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe rejoices that he's given back his chelek, the Elif Oyeris, ki Evan Neman karosoloi, he was never Neman. Kliel tif eres b'roshe nasatoloi, he had all the ksar of all the Eden. And what does he do? He gives it back to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. He's trustworthy with all the Ksar. That Pshat is at the Sfar of Asia, Vayakil Moshe is called Adas, the jewelry, the crowns that he lost, right? When do you get back the Ksar of Nasav and Ishma? Take a guess. Shabbos. How do I know? Because immediately after Vayakil Moshe, Israel, it speaks about Shabbos, right? Because during the weekdays, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, the Chitzoyin and the Samachnem, the powers of evil should be shailed on the Ksar, they have a unique, right? Aber Shabbos, which is what? The whole Shultana Dinim, or the Dinah, called Akra, the Boromina, the Shultana Akra, the whole Almin, as those who doubt those who would have, right? There's no unique to Chitzoyin, therefore Moshe could give it to us back. Complete Shabbos, a Yid can come back to the Madrega of Yid, and Tina, Lukas, Rishonim, or the Mishnah prior to the sin, etc., etc. With me. By the way, why do we mention this on Shachar? I don't think of a reason. If the Ksarim come back chronologically, already before Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos, because everyone knows this, I said this a thousand times, the Torah famous says, why are there three different prayers, Tosfos and Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos? Because there's three different Shabbos in creation. There's Friday, there's Maase Bereishis. That's what you say Friday night. You speak about the image of creation. Yeah, the Kuli Alma Torah was given on Shabbos, it's not very much as help. The Shabbos of the Osulav, Ibis of Mashiach, which is the image of Shabbos, right? That's Shabbos to Mincha Rai Vidarai. Hello? So when do we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu restoring the crown? That would be. We lost, right? Dafka Shabbos is a Shachar, because that's when you really matter. Hello? Do you remember about 5 years ago I said this word? You guys are obviously, it's not Shabbos, because you still have the spell of Shikra. I forget. Hello? It says that what happened, how did Moshe Rabbeinu smash the luchos? Whatever, so this is a famous word, right? Chazal say, well, let me ask you another simple close question. Moshe had elef beers. What is the world of these elef beers, thousand lights? What are you talking about? Hello? This is a classical word from Shalom Kamkin. Great Talmud, Rav Shitzur, Tzadikim. And when the Imri Noyim, the Jikovers, heard this word from him, he said, the Yeshua's Yankim is a taka agon of Razav word, only Shalom Kamkin can say. Like a Goenish word. In fact, Shalom Kamkin said that this is the word that he prepared to greet Mashiach. What's the thousand hours of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the whole, the Shachal HaTorah says, I'm going to give you kids from difference. What was the whole idea of the Moshe smashed the Luchas, the Yitzchus Baruchas, etc., etc.? Because the Gemara says there was two letters in the Luchas that were a miracle. Right, which is what? Mem, the Samach, Shebe Luchas, Benesius. Why? Because a Mem, a Shloss Mem. And it was Mizeh, Mizeh, right? It was through and through. So you take a stone and you carve it out and you make a final mem or a samach, which is like a circle, and you pick it up. You know what's going to happen? The letters will fall through. So for the mem and samach to stand there, it was benesayon. That's a miracle. But once you worship Buksaf Kelbel, right, you're not zoichet in these. So you know what happened? The mem, the samach left. They fell out of the luchos. Hello? Okay, you gotta be a genius for a guy who can use your toes. How many mem are there in the Aseret HaDibros of Parshas Yisro? Wakey, wakey, you guys are for shluffing.
Take a guess.
40. 22. What is the gematria of mem?
40.
Who's a mathematician here? How much is 22 times 40?
880.
How many samachs are there in the whole luchas? 2. What's the gematria of samach? 60. How much is 2 times 60 for any mathematician? How much is 120 plus 880?
1,000.
Hello? 1,000. Therefore, when the mem of the samach of the luchas, the nesayu and the man stopped, the nes stopped, they lost 1,000 years. And that's what the Abishtha gives Moshe and his master to him on Shabbos. You can say, that's what Shalom Kamkin said. You can say the question simply, based on what I just said before. What is the gematria of mem?
40.
And what is the gematria of samach?
600.
How much is 40 plus 60?
100.
You remember, like, why is samach, mem samach, is like the name of the Sar of Esau, samach mem, who was sotnu yitahor, hello? 100. Hello? What did I say last week or week before? I can't remember, right? Mem Samach says there is the Shatsar of Shikhu. Therefore, the Gemara says in Chulin that Hillel said to Ben Bagbag, hello, Shikhu is connected to the number 100. Samach Mem, Mem Samach. What do you do if you want to, if you want, Eni Doimim, Shayna Pirkai, Meyya Pa'amim? You still forget? The Meyya Pa'amim? Mechu, the Abish, the Abish language, hello? So, what if Samach Mem is connected? By the way, the whole shmiz in itself. When the Gemara says in Sukkot that also lovi, the Abish will take the Samach Mem and shech the Yisot and shech the Yitor and shech them. What do you mean shech them? Right now is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The Mem is an open Mem. And therefore it gets a unique from the next letters, which is Aleph Lamed. Samach Mem is lousy. Aleph Lamed is the Abish's name. And every klipa has its unique from Kiddush, otherwise it disappears. What does the Eve do? The purpose is to make from a open mem, from a psucha, into a shloss mem. And therefore you can't move into getting the energy from the aleph lam. By the way, do you, anyone have a good memory? What is the first letter in Mishnayot, Torah Shalbeh? Mem. Open mem. What is the final? Shloss mem. The purpose of learning Torah is to make from what? The open mem into the shloss mem. That creates in the samach mem, right? A shloss mem. And it can't be yoinim, right? And that's the inyan of shikhu. you overcome the tahor and she couldn't alish from you, right? But
sure.
Okay, I just told you a word, this safe word. The Abish blessed Avram, Meir Sha'ar and Mevrachei Hashem. Ultimate bracha is always 100 times. What happens if you take Samach Mem 100 and you overcome and this doin is nasli kezachis and then you zechut the bracha, which is the whole idea of Shabbos Vorchel Chodesh, Adar Sheni, idea of Tshuva, which is the idea of Shabbos, which is the idea of Ayakel, which is the idea of everything in this Avodah, right? How much is 100 times? How much is Samach Mem? Times whatever. Then you come to what? The idea of 100 is the ultimate bracha. And then you come from the Aleph, you come to the Aleph, right? And you come to 1,000, which is what? The brachas of this week's parsha. Therefore, by the way, I started off by saying, Toshim Enosh Ad Daka 1,024. What is that going to do with this week's parsha? Because who said this? Moshe and Shulni came. What's the last pasuk in this kapitel, Pitel Tadik? Vinoya Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu. Rashi brings in the Pekudei that Moshe said, he rotsen. Rotsen, I said before, is the amount of letters in what? The amount of letters in Parsha Shkolim. That, right? Vinoya Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu. She rotsen. She tishu shchina. Rotsen. She tishu shchina. B'masi Yudeichim. Now, Ravani, Tayyar, now, which is Hashem, we should be zoich the Imam Shul Teshchin, and get all the brachos for Gash Mizur.
Oh, man! Oh, yeah.